Hi, this is Brian Lynch. On this year's October local ballot is Proposition 1, repealing the senior citizen sales tax exemption and providing for an annual sales tax rebate to qualified senior citizens. I'm urging you to support Prop 1. I am one of a group of senior citizens who worked to put this ordinance together that will be implemented if Proposition 1 passes. I support Proposition 1 because I don't believe that the borough can continue to hemorrhage money by exempting sales tax provisions to all citizens over 65 years of age, which I am now one. The borough-wide fiscal year 17 sales tax exemption was approximately $375,000. To emphasize that number, we are looking at a potential revenue loss of $1.13 million over the next 3 years if the current sales tax exemption remains in place. And the number of exemptions as a percentage of the borough population continues to increase every year. Given this year's poor salmon returns, a situation that is likely to continue over at least the next few years, and tariffs on Alaska seafood, coupled with the recent announcement of the permanent closure of the Ocean Beauty processing plant, makes it very likely that Petersburg will see significant losses in raw fish tax revenues over the next, I don't know, how many years. We simply cannot have this loss in revenue and continue to provide the services that we have been receiving and have come to expect. To make it clear, I definitely do not believe that any increase in revenues realized by passage of this proposition should be viewed as a reason in itself to automatically increase the borough's expenditures. However, we do need to prepare for the inevitable increase in cost to provide essential services. Yes, this proposition is extremely controversial, but the results of the vote on Proposition 1, either pass or fail, will have a significant impact on how the borough provides services into the future. Finally, I want to point out what Proposition 1 is not. It is not a referendum on the contributions by or the work of senior citizens towards the betterment of this community. Nothing could be further from the truth. The senior citizens who worked to put this proposition together and put it on the ballot are senior citizens who have contributed and continue to contribute to the well-being and financial stability of this community. To suggest in any way that the efforts to place Proposition 1 on the ballot was disrespecting senior citizens is nothing but a red herring. Again, I want to urge you all to get out and vote and support Proposition 1. However, even if you don't support Prop 1, please exercise your civic right and responsibility and vote. And remember, if you don't vote, don't complain. Thank you.